Hi everyone, this is Ryan Redfern and you're listening to High Ratings. I have a few lovely friends joining me here today, and this is the very first episode of this podcast. And if you're wondering what it's about, basically it's about Kush and a whole lot of bullshit. So let's get into it. So, I'm gonna start out by hitting the dab pin. I would say I like the way it tastes. It has a pretty good taste. It does have a little bit of a kickback. It is THCA, unfortunately, and someone did call me a pussy for smoking THCA, and I agree. So, moving on. To the bud. So, the weed I have here today is called, I don't know, on the bag it said gummy. I commandeered it from a friend. I only took a little bit, so don't worry. And I'll reimburse you, so don't worry. What did I just step on? Okay. So basically, I'm looking at... Can I get a flashlight on this, actually? So, what do you see?
Green.
Yeah, okay. So it's very... well, obviously it's green. But there's also... Yeah, it's very dense. And there's some purple in there. There's some orange. Yeah, it's there's some
sparkles
on it.
Look, your hand is sparkly.
Yeah, my hand is very sparkly, right? So I'm gonna crack it open. I don't know if you guys can hear me cracking. You can't hear me crack it open, but anywho. So I crack it open, and when I crack it open, you just get like a huge, like, just like smoke aura, like into your nasal cavity immediately. So yeah, it smells amazing.
I don't know. About it.
Okay, what do you think it smells like? Here, smell.
It smells good.
It smells absolutely amazing.
Like, there's a sweetness to it. Like, when it goes through my nostrils, like, I, like, it smells, like, sweet.
I don't know what it smells like. Yeah, go ahead.
It smells like a cologne, like...
It just smells fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It just smells very fresh.
But then masculine, though.
Very fresh and masculine. So I'd say this is a hybrid.
I don't know.
I'm just saying shit, y'all. No, but I'd say it's a hybrid just because, like, I'm not going to lie. I did, I have smoked this, like, this particular bud before. And so I do know how it smokes, and it honestly is pretty chill. It's not very energetic, but there is some purple in here, and it does give you like a little bit of a kick. And so that's why I'd say it's a hybrid, but I would honestly say it's more indica dominant, even though it's really not indica presenting visually. Period. Damn.
That was really good.
Okay.
You might know a little something.
I might know quite a bit. All right. So now I was going to use my bong, but it is clogged. So I'm going to be using what I call a bowl. You might call it a pipe, whatever you want to call it. It smokes the same. So I'm breaking it down by hand, of course, because if you use a grinder, in my opinion, it makes you kind of a pussy. And that's just me.
What? Okay, why though?
Okay, because if you think about it, like, just look at me, like, just look at my fingers, like, crisply break it down. And then imagine if I was just putting this into a machine and grinding it up.
But it's not, I guess it is some sort of machine. It's not electric, but like, does it smoke differently between how you would grind it or how you would just break it up with your hands?
See, I don't even think so. Maybe. I honestly think it might even smoke better when you grind it.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's even?
Well, just because it's like, more like shredded, honestly, and it's not like so like condensed together still. Mm-hmm. But it's just a personal preference. I mean, if you're really into, like, the artistry and the beauty of, you know, smoking pot, then you're going to break it down with your hands. And if you're not, you're going to use a fucking grinder. Anyways, let's move on. So I packed a little bit here, and I have a black lighter Bic red, what is that, a clip? Is that the clip?
I guess so. I don't know how to use this.
You don't? Of course my dad would call me. So Amani, my dad called me, interrupted. It's okay. He was actually, like, helping me out. Much appreciated. Love my dad. He's great. Moving on. So, yeah, as I was saying, black lighter, red clip. Amani doesn't know how to use these.
I don't know how, like... It's, like, I get scared. I like using torches better.
Really?
Because I don't know.
I feel like that's even more dangerous.
No, it's, like, controlled. Like, it's not going to hit my hand when I use a torch.
Interesting.
But I think it's because I'm a hookah fiend, so I have to use a torch.
Okay, guys. So, let me describe to you what my pipe looks like. It's, like, luminescent with, like, squigglies. It's
looks
almost like
a
marble.
Yeah,
like
a flower on
like
the top.
Like a flower, marble, whatever. So, now I'm going to take the first hit. Alright, so the first hit, I can definitely feel it very deep in my lungs.
Why is that?
I mean, just because it's smoke, so it's like, and I just inhaled it, so it's gonna go deep in my lungs. But I don't mind it. It doesn't, like, I'm not coughing like I would on the bong. It's a harsher hit, though. It hits my throat harsher, but it doesn't make me cough as much.
Okay.
So, I'm going to continue smoking a little bit. Amani, why don't you tell us a little bit about your dating history?
Well, my dating history is pretty short. I currently have a boyfriend named Jack. We've been dating for a little over a year officially, but we've known each other for about 3 now, or 3 going on 4-ish. Yeah. But besides that, the little break that we had in between us dating, I, like, had to really find myself and figure out what I wanted and what I did not want in a partner or with whoever I was talking to.
Yeah.
Obviously, those talking stages didn't get me anywhere at all.
Yeah.
So.
Which they never fucking do.
But I would say it's not a bad thing. Even though some of the situations were awful, I've learned so much about myself and...
And what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah,
in exactly. A partner and in yourself. Yeah.
And then I also learned, never trust a man.
You really can't.
But you can't trust any... Like,
you cannot trust anyone except the people you can trust. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you can look in a bitch's eyes. You can see in her soul... If you can trust him or her.
You feel it in your gut.
You just feel it.
I feel like as a woman, you just know.
Yeah, women have great intuition. And they just know things before they know them and before they can be confirmed. So that's definitely true. Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
Okay. So, hold on one second. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take another hit. And then I'm going to put this down and I'm going to talk... about my first ever boyfriend. What should we call this little peasant boy?
Peasant.
Let's call him peasant boy. Because he's a bitch. Let me calm down because I don't want to get irate and I don't want to get out of character. But I have never met a man who was more of a bitch than this man.
Than peasant boy. He's not a man. You have to
he's
say boy.
He's a boy. Than peasant boy. Peasant boy was a bitch. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about him after this hit.
Why do you think you named him peasant boy? Well, of course we know because he's not a man, but the peasant part.
Honestly?
Well, like, what exactly makes him a bitch? That, yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but friend number 3 said, I'm calling myself friend number 1. There's literally 3 people in total here, including me, but whatever. But friend number three just said, what made him a bitch? Let me tell you what made him a bitch. It's just honestly, like, embarrassing. Like, he would just need so much validation all the time, and it would be, like, nothing I could ever say was ever enough for him. And it was just, like, his energy was just, like, so feminine, and just, like, the way he carried himself was just so, like, ugh. I was, like, disgusted to be around him. And I hate to, like, be so harsh on someone, but honestly, he's just not a good person, and he's done terrible things. He cheated on me several times, and he's just a bitch, and he's built like a bitch, and if you're hearing this, you know you're a bitch, and you know where I live, so if you want to come talk about it, we can come talk about it. sorry. You guys know how I get, how I used to be. We're not going to be that Ryan anymore. No. He's fine, and he's doing his own thing, but never anywhere near me. And that is just that.
Yeah, let's keep it at that.
Yeah. So that was boyfriend number one. And that was when I was 18. And that was just so tumultuous and draining and just not a good situation at all. He came between me and my two closest friends at the time. And he was just such a parasite. And, like, I remember one time it was me, him, and my other friend, we'll call her Evil Empress. And we were all hanging out and smoking weed together. And he just, like, started being super rude to my friend, like, out of nowhere, because he was, like, being defensive and insecure because she was, like, correcting him on his bullshit. And, like, he, like, came out of the side of his mouth to her, and I was like, I don't mean to bitch you and publicly, but you're about to get bitched and embarrassed. And he got bitched and embarrassed, and he wants to scurry along to the car and, like, so upset.
And I hate when men are like that.
Yeah.
Because if anything, let's say the friend says something out of pocket crazy, right? Then you just, or like he, whatever he said, he could hold his tongue. There's a way to change your words and not say stuff that's out of pocket.
Exactly.
Especially when he knows that you guys are close. I think that's wrong.
Exactly. But enough about him, because I just never want him to have any ounce of my attention, because he is such a fucking, I don't even know what to call him, like a piece of, like a slug. But yeah. So, we'll move on to, so I dated him for several years, from, like, junior, senior year of high school, can't remember, to, like, freshman or sophomore year of college, can't remember. Once I ended things with him, okay, back on topic, I dated him, okay, so this is maybe my, I'm in New Orleans now, it's freshman or sophomore year of college at Xavier. And I am at Tulane with, we'll call this person Milk, because they hate milk. So I was with my friend Milk, and then my other friend, we'll call her Laura, because that's just her name in English. She's from Spain. So, I was with those two people. I was lit as fuck, y'all. I have never been more lit in my fucking life. I was so wasted, I thought I could speak Spanish. Like, I was like, oh, la. But I was fucked the fuck up. And my friends, they were drunk and, like, paying me no mind. And I was, like, sitting in front of this place called The Boo. Is that what it's called, y'all? The Boo? I can't fucking remember. But it's that bar right on Tulane's campus that everybody goes to, and when they're, like, freshman and sophomore. Okay, so I'm right outside there. I'm sitting on the curb, head cocked all the way back, eyes closed, smoking a cigarette. I hear platforms approaching. When you hear platforms approaching, you just expect a bad bitch. So I open my eyes, and of course, it's this just gorgeous, green-eyed, black hair, goddess, we'll call her. She's like, because I don't want to use anybody's real name, but I'm also trying to not use their Instagram handles.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, okay, we'll just, I'm not, I can't, I don't know how to edit this out. I'm sorry. Moving on. You're amazing. So, she approaches me. She's like, hey, do you see that guy? She's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? I think we exchanged names. I don't remember any of this, the conversation. I just remember the vibe and what went down. She comes up to me. She's like, hey, do you see that guy over there? She points to a guy. I see him. I'm fucked up, but to me, he resembles a young Johnny Depp. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp, fucking Johnny Depp. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, and I'm like, yeah, I see him. And she's like, do you want to have a threesome with us tonight? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So
She went straight. She knew what she wanted.
She knew what she wanted. Or he knew what he wanted and told her to go do it. I don't know. So she hails him over. He comes over. And it's me, my friends, and those two. And they're chatting me up. I'm drunk as fuck, clearly. But my Spanish friend, Lara, doesn't speak English very well. And so she doesn't really understand the situation completely. And she just thinks that they're friends of mine. And so she's like, they ask me, like, where I live, but I'm too fucked up. I don't know where I live. So Lara gives them my address, right? And it's, like, really late at night. And I also don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, at the time, like, I was super innocent.
Because what, freshman year? Or freshman
or sophomore year of college. Like, super innocent. Like, that, like, I was just drunk. And, like, I was like, what? Like, yeah, threesome, sure. And, yeah. So, anywho, I end up leaving. And they end up leaving too, and I guess they like ended up not going to my house because, like, we'll call this guy Father Moose, the Johnny Depp guy. We'll call him Father Moose. So Father Moose, like, falls into this puddle or something. Mm-hmm. If you know him, you know he's a bit of a ditz, in the best way possible. Like, he's in the best way possible. But so he falls into some sort of puddle, I guess. So they don't go to my house. But the next morning, I receive a Instagram notification, and it's a follow request. It's him. Let's fast forward a little bit. Me and him were just friends now, and me and him didn't work out. He ended up being like, girl, you're a little bit too crazy for me. Gotta go. And he left, and that was that. But he ended up dating this really great girl. They dated for a really long time. I didn't hear from him for like a year, and then he randomly, like, I think I hit him up or he hit me up, and then now we're friends again. Too extreme for me. Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes there's gunshots in this neighborhood. It's recently gentrified. Yeah, so we'll move on from him. That didn't work out, but we're friends now. Great guy. Okay, so after him, I met the doctor.
Mm.
Can I get a gasp from the audience?
Oh,
can
my
I get a gasp?
Here we
from
go.
From the audience.
Here.
We go.
This is a real tea. This
Guys,
is a real tea.
This is the tea. If you know me intimately, if we are friends, if we aren't friends, if you've ever interacted with me, if you've ever checked me out at a grocery store, you know about the doctor.
Mm.
So I'm on Hinge, and I, you know, am just scrolling late one New Orleans night in my house. On the bayou. I see this fine specimen.
Pause. Define your fine.
I'll define my fine. Blonde hair, bluish green eyes, amazing arms, like 5'11", so cute, glasses, just adorable, just so fucking cute. And
the cute
I look
Russian right
the cute
now.
Russian right now, right? And then I look at his like, I look more at his profile, and I see that he's graduated from 2 Ivy League universities. He's in his residency to be an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Like, this dude is next level. I swipe right, and we match. Can I get a... Can I get a guess from the audience? We'll get a round of applause. We matched. At the time, y'all, if you knew me, I didn't give a shit. I was a player. I was balling. Like,
you were in the streets.
I was in the streets for real.
She was in the bayou.
She was in the bayou. For real with the Gators, not giving a fuck about shit. And not caring. So I matched with him. We matched. He hits me up. He's like, yo, wanna hang? I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. He hits me up at like 2 a.m. like another time. He's like, hey, wanna come over? I'm like, ill. He hits me up again and is like, hey, like, would you want to come, like, to the pool for a nap? And I was like, actually, you know what? That hit the spot. That sounds good. I have to work today. But you know what? Let's hang out. So we hang out. He invites me over. I meet him and we hit it off. It's fine. Like, it's like, okay. But I'm not, like, in awe. Like, I'm not, like, obsessed. Like, I leave, and I'm like, all right. Like,
yeah.
With him, and the more I got to know him, like, the more I cared. And this man would say shit to me, like, you know what? Let me just read.
The receipts?
I have receipts, y'all. If you know me, if you've ever said some dumb shit to me, I have a picture of it in my phone just in case I have to remind you of what you said. So let me find this. It might take 1 or 2 seconds because I don't know how to work any form of technology ever. Oh, screenshots, found it. Okay. So let me find this. It predates to 2023, you guys. Me and this man only saw each other for cumulatively, off and on, like 2 or 3 months. And yeah, we only saw each other like off and on for like 2 or 3 months.
I know.
It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing because when I think about him and when I think back on him and the things he would say and the way he would act, it's just like why would I tolerate that from him just because he went to some Ivy League?
You would expect better.
Yeah, like, no. Like, that shit's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Like, first of all, if
you... Is there a one for doctors or something? Like, not. He should not be... I don't know.
He should not be.
Okay, let me find this, guys. Focus because on. This man is just... His ego is so high. And he's so just narcissistic. And, like, he said he cared about me. And, like... He did not give a fuck about me. He was a 27-year-old Ivy League educated man who was in his residency to be a surgeon, a specialist surgeon nonetheless, who was hooking up with, taking advantage of, disrespecting, humiliating, and just completely manipulating. Like, just like, it was just weird. Like, he was just, like, taking advantage of my, like, innocence at the time. And, like, I was just so, like, naive and, like, in a place in my life where I could be taken advantage of in that way. And I allowed that, and that's embarrassing. But, like, him as an adult, he should have, like, been, like, no, like... She's too young. Like, she's just... What could we possibly have in common?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Imani? While I'm trying to find this.
I don't know. That's hard because I think if you I don't know, I have higher expectations if you're going to Ivy League. You're basically a doctor. Like, I feel like you need to hold yourself to some sort of respect as well, like he does, because, I don't know, like, you're a doctor. Like, why are you... First, like, friend number three said, like, why are you on Hinge?
Yeah, why are you like, on Hinge?
I know residency is not... I know being a resident is not easy at all. Like, shouldn't you be focused on that?
Okay, guys, I have found the message from the doctor, and this is the message. Imagine being a 20-year-old, insecure, super unsure about herself, college student receiving this text from a guy you are so enamored with and just want to impress, and like, you just want him to like, you, I don't know, you literally gave everything, your all to this guy, and he texts you this. I'm sorry. I'm also at work right now, so difficult to be lengthy. But yeah, you are very understanding. I remember asking you what kind of guys you like early on, and you what seemed like half jokingly saying guys that don't care. And I can't lie, that's really not me. But it's been in the back of my mind. But I think it's clear that we do both care about each other. I stopped hooking up with other girls a while ago. Hold on. Because you told me you didn't like it and I just want to fuck you. But I didn't tell you that because I didn't want to make things weird. And in my experience, I also know that feeling doesn't last forever for me. Yeah. At some point, I know that every once in a while, I'll want to switch it up. I'll want to switch things up. Not often, but still. And I didn't think it would be fair to you to say, yeah, let's completely stop fucking other people if at some point I think I may want to act on that urge / desire. I know I sound like an asshole making this weird and shit, but I'm not going to lie or cheat, and I'm just trying to do my best to do what I want and not hurt your feelings.
What?
Okay, let me pass the urge, y'all. Let me pass the urge.
What?
They be saying everything but I'm sorry.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Is this thing still on?
Yeah, it's still on.
They be saying everything but I'm sorry.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, can you believe the
urge?
The audacity.
Like what? Like
also too.
You really like somebody? You don't like. Why is that in your brain to think?
Also too, like. Maybe I don't care if you are the president of the United States. Actually, okay, maybe if maybe if you're Obama. Obama's fine as fuck, but we can talk about that another time. Who are you when you strip that doctor title away?
That was your sign. Please.
Yeah.
That should have been your.
Let me just like finish talking a little bit more about the doctor. So I can like fully express to my friends and to anyone who's ever been so just tired of hearing about him, which I am honestly tired of hearing myself talk about him. And this will be the last time I ever do, because he is genuinely nothing to me. I do not like him. I do not dislike him. I do not wish the best for him. I do not wish the worst for him.
I feel like you do strongly dislike him.
I have a lot of, like, resentment towards him, and this is why. And I'll tell you why. Hold on. I hold a lot of resentment for the doctor for several reasons. One, because I think that I was so just immature and unstable at the time, and he took complete advantage of that. And even if he says he didn't, like, he knows he did. And, like, moving on, like, I basically, so let me just tell you guys this short story. So I went to go visit him in another city, like 2 hours outside of New Orleans. He was living with his best friend. Let's call his best friend, let's call his best friend Glasses, because he wears glasses. So his best friend is also an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, and he's like maybe a year or two older than John. What was I talking about?
His friend, Glasses.
So basically, I just had a very strong feeling, a very intuitive feeling, that there was something going on between the doctor and Glasses. They lived together so far from New Orleans, so far from everything. And I just felt in my body, in my soul, that there was something going on between them. And honestly, it didn't bother me. I didn't really care. I just wanted to know. And so I straight up asked them. I was like, hey, is there something going on between the two of you? If so, that's okay. Just let me know. And they both got so defensive.
That's so, yeah. Yeah, that's a yes. If you
and then I don't want to put anybody on blast, but nobody, the doctor and Glasses, they're never going to hear this. And even if they do, this is what happened. We were all sitting on the couch watching a movie. It was Glasses on one side, the doctor in the middle, and I was sitting next to the doctor. We were watching the movie, and Glasses sort of drifts off to sleep. But he just wasn't in a deep sleep, I could tell. And I was like giving the doctor like the look, like the let's go to the room look. And he was giving me the look, like let's stay here look, as a matter. And I was like, no, like what? That's weird. And also, I think a little bit homosexual. What do y'all think?
That's weird. Like, because you said you were at the doctor's, well, doctor's and Glasses apartment, right?
Yeah.
So then why not just walk and
go to the bedroom? It was like he was turned on by the idea of Glasses being there.
Like, he was, like, right there.
They're right there. We were all sitting on the couch together.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Okay, this is what I don't
like
about...
Pass friend number three, the thumb.
This is what I don't like about the new age group of men. Boys, I should say. Because it's like, baby, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
His friend Glasses were fucking the same bitch at the same time. Not, like, so at good. The same time, like, having a threesome. But, like...
But they were sharing.
But they were sharing her. Like, they were passing her back and forth. That's weird. It's just strange. Because they were aware of it. And it was at the same time. And everyone was aware of it. And it's just weird.
So... Wait, no. But it's fine. Yeah, the more homophobic you are, the more homosexual you are. That's just my thing, bro. Yeah. Why are you mad someone, another boy is kissing another boy?
Exactly.
You must want that to be you.
Yeah, exactly. You're jealous.
So, yeah, my whole thing is just own it, bro.
Okay.
Here.
So this is the last thing I'll say about the doctor. To summarize why I was so entranced and obsessed with him for so long. If you know me, you know I can have a deep sense of shame, and I can also take rejection and disappointment very hard, harder than most people do. And that's something I'm working on. Anyways, basically, it was me, the doctor, and Glasses. We were hanging out with one of the doctor's, like, friends at their family's, like, pool. And there was, like, two boys there. They were, like, probably under, like, around 10. And we all went to dinner, and we were all sitting at the table. And one of the boys stood up and asked the doctor. He pointed at me, and he asked the doctor. He was like, hey, is that your girlfriend? The doctor looks at me, and he says yes. That was the first time we had ever said anything about boyfriend, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But at the time, being super... So I, like, lost everything. Not everything, but I lost a lot and went through a really hard time. And I'll talk a little bit about that in more depth in a different episode. This episode is about dating in your 20s and our experiences. So basically... I wild the fuck out. If you remember, you remember. If you don't, thank God. But I had to end up going to rehab immediately against my will. And I was like, okay, whatever, but please call the doctor. That's all I gave a fuck about. Didn't care about myself, didn't care about my parents, didn't care about my friends, my health, my dog, didn't care about shit. All I cared about was that, the doctor. And so I had my parents call him. They called him, he answered, and they were like, hey, like, Ryan is saying that you're her boyfriend. Like, is this true? Like, could you just share a little bit about your guys' relationship? And he was like, we are not boyfriend and girlfriend. We just hang out casually, but I care about her. And my mom was like, okay, if you ever want to reach out or check on her, you can reach out. He never reached out. That bitch never cared about me. He used me, and that was that. He liked that he had power over me. He liked that at the time he was smarter than me. And I worshipped him, and he liked that. And it's embarrassing, and I'm still embarrassed by it. But I'm glad it happened, because I'll never let it happen again. And the last few things I'm going to say about the doctor is, I think he has a kind heart, but I remember he put me in situations that made me very uncomfortable. For two examples, and then I'm done talking about him. Jesus, what was I about to say? Oh, no. Damn, what was the first example? What was it? What did I say?
You said something about example. That was it.
Examples of what?
Him? No, not him. Or maybe examples of, like, what you would have... Not what you would have done different, but what you learned.
No, I think it was two examples of... Oh, I remember now. Two examples of how he did me dirty. Mm. I was sitting on the couch. He comes out of the bathroom. He looks at me, and he says, Ryan, I could never marry you. Because you are not a nice, rich, white, Jewish girl.
What?
And I just remember, like, when he said that to me, I think I chuckled. Because I was like, that's just so ridiculous. Like,
what,
I,
what made him, like, that just, he just came out,
he just came out of the bathroom and professed this, that. And I was like, okay, I mean, that's, like, upsetting. I was like, well, like, what if I convert? Like, I'll convert for you. Like, I'm willing to do that. He was like, no, like, that's not enough. And I was like, why? And he was like, because you're not, like, a natural born Jewish girl, and you're not white, like, you're not, like, fully white present. Like, I'm not what his family would think that he would marry. His family wants him to be with a nice, rich, white Jewish girl, and that's not me. Yeah. And so, like, hearing someone...
That's...
It's insane for someone to say that to you. But it's just weird. It's whatever. It's insane. And it's hurtful. And at the time, I think I brushed it off. But I'll never forget that. Like, as long as I live, I will always remember, like, how... Not even, like, the statement, but how it made me feel. I just felt so insecure and, like, lesser than and, like... that I wasn't worthy of his love or his family's acceptance, and that I just wasn't enough, and that he wasn't proud to be with me or show me off, or he didn't care about me enough, or yeah. And so that hurt, and that was that. And then I moved to Charlotte. So now we're in Charlotte. So wait, what do you guys think about that? Before we move on.
Oh,
and then the second example was, he hit me up and was like, hey, Ryan, like, if we could have a threesome tonight, would you want to have one? At the time, I didn't want to have one, but I was like, I just want to do anything to please him. And I was like, yes, sure. Also, at the time, I really didn't even know I was, like, fully, like, into girls like that. And so I wasn't even comfortable being with girls. But I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just full send it, like, fuck it, like, I'ma do it. So, he's like, okay, you hang out with her, you meet her, and then you guys come to my place. I'm with my friend. We'll call her New York, because I go and visit her in the summer in New York. So I'm with my friend New York, and we'll call this girl. She was just so pretentious and like, ugh. And she was like, hey, what's in your purse? Like, let's compare purses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just strange. Who does that? Who wants to know? Like, it's what? No, it's strange, like, shit like that. And
so
I
pull out a tampon. I was gonna be right.
Yeah, like when
I have one too. Like,
was she a white Jewish girl?
She was a white Jewish girl. Mm-hmm. And so that also hurt. Like,
and he knew that?
I don't think he knew that he was hurting me necessarily.
No, about that, who the girl was. Did he
knew
know?
The girl.
Okay.
This was a girl he had been hooking up with prior. Okay. And so this girl had gotten my friend's name wrong a few times. She was, like, telling me all about her and the doctor's, like, sex life and, like, the way he treats her and the way they joke around with each other. And I just remember just feeling...
Why are we still in contact? Just speaking to my good side right now.
Exactly, bitch.
But why were they in contact?
I don't know. And I just remember feeling ill. Like, I wasn't sad. I wasn't angry. I just felt, like, genuinely sick. But I was like, I have to do this. So we get to the doctor's place. I feel like he's in a turtleneck. And a gold chain.
What?
Like, for some reason.
Okay, The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. That's literally, I guess,
for some reason, I just remember him being dressed in a way that I noticed the way he was dressed.
That you're like, oh, okay.
And I was just like, okay. There was a candle on. Like, there was a candle, like, lit. I didn't like that.
Like, he was like,
it just felt like there was a mood that was trying to be set that just didn't land. And I just remember feeling so repulsed by both of them in that moment. And I pulled the doctor into the bathroom and I was like, hey, I cannot do this. I am sorry. You can hook up with her and I'll hang out in your room. And he just wasn't going for it. And I was like, well, what more do you want from me? And then it comes to the point where he looks at me and her and is like, I think you both should leave. And then he ends up just telling her to leave. She ends up leaving. And then he ends up, like, me and him just go to sleep. And then the next morning he texts me and, like, he's like, I wish you'd have told me you didn't like her before you guys came over here.
Why did you tell me now, bitch? Exactly. Because you didn't know then.
Yeah. And that's enough about him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, that's enough about him forever. Let's lay him to rest. Amen. Can I get a amen?
Can we get a rest?
Right?
We can get a rest. So basically, he comes over and he asks me for my number. I'm going to make these next few stories really short because these people I didn't have feelings for at all. So he comes over and he asks me for my number. And I just remember feeling pretty. And for that, I thank him, because I hadn't felt that way in, like, literally, like, a year and a half. And so, for that, I thank him. But he just didn't treat me with a whole lot of respect. Very rude to me, very cunty to me. Like, I remember one time I had, like, taken shrooms for the first time. It was really late at night. Me and him hooked up. He called me an Uber home immediately. Immediately. And I had, even sober, I don't know how to get out of his place. So I'm tripping off shrooms trying to get out of his place. It's super late at night. Just let both the dogs in. Thank you. It's super late at night. And he's like, okay, the Uber's 3 minutes away. I'm like, okay, so I grab all my shit and I try to get down there, but I'm like lost. I'm getting lost at every turn. I'm like confused. I'm tripping. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting anxious. I'm getting stressed. I finally get out of the building and he's like, it's there. Where are you? Like, he's like, it's there. Where are you? How do you, what? What do you do? That's his British. He's like, it's there, mate. Where are you? No, I can't even do a fucking Irish accent, but he's like, it's there, where are you? I'm like, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I'm tripping off shrooms. You are not helpful in the slightest.
Is this the Uber?
Yeah, this is the Uber story. And he's like, basically, I can just sense that he is so annoyed by me.
That's the worst.
It's just the worst feeling. And I just walk into a brewery, sat down, and cried. And just, like, literally bawled my eyes out. And called my friend and was like, I do not know what to do right now. I'm tripping off shrooms. I'm not thinking straight. This guy just basically, like, told me without telling me that he liked me enough to have sex with me, but does not care about my life. Because he never checked up on me to see if I got home. It was like 12:01 in NOTA. He knows I'm unemployed. He doesn't know, like, if I have money to call an Uber to get home. Like, he knows I'm tripping off shrooms. He never checked in, and we never spoke again. Thank God, friend number three, who's here today, saved me and, like, called me an Uber home. I made it safely. I never spoke to him again. You just lose so much respect for someone who does not treat you with any basic level of respect or care or anything or compassion. So, yeah, when I see him, we're cordial and he'll give me free drinks and maybe we'll throw a joke here and there. But I will absolutely never let him touch me ever again because he just doesn't even deserve to. But we're cool and we're cordial and we're like no hate against him at all. He's just not a good guy. And that's just that. But moving on. So that was that. And really after those people, it was like I had maybe gone on like a few casual dates here and there. But they were all terrible and never panned out to anything. And so I kind of just, like, gave up. Like, I was over it. I was over dating. I was like, I'm just going to thug it out by myself. Fuck a dude. I'm tired of being treated poorly and being disrespected. And, like, it's just, I'm just over it. But I decided to get back on Bumble. And I came across this.
Great things about Bumble.
Bumble's actually kind of fun. I like it.
You think it's the best dating app?
I like it better. Yeah, I like it the most.
Wait, no free promos, y'all.
No free promos.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. But yeah, so I'm on Bumble and I match with this guy. We'll call him the Traveler because he likes to travel. So, I match with him. He's super cute, like, my dream guy. Let's, looks-wise. Mm-hmm. I don't know him, so, like, personality-wise, no idea. But looks-wise, like, my dream guy. Mm-hmm. Like, so fucking hot. Like, just genuinely, I'm like, okay, he's hot. So, like, I'm willing to go on a date with him. So, we go on a date. It goes well. I think he's cool. But I'm like, all right, he's cool. Yeah, but I don't want to talk too much about him just because I don't want to jinx anything or anyone to send any negative energy. But what I will say is the more I hung out with him and the more I got to know him and, like, just his vibe and everything about him is so genuinely amazing in every single way. And I couldn't be happier and... what else should I say? Like, what do I say?
That's, yeah, leave it at that because you don't want to...
I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
I think he's great. An amazing guy. I'm so happy. And I'm finally being treated the way a bad bitch deserves to be treated. So, that is that. And honestly, if you're a guy and you're listening to this and you want to hit me up, please don't. Think twice. I bite. And not in the fun way. In the way where, like, I tear your larynx out in front of you. and eat it. So please don't text me. Okay. So please don't fucking text me, because I really like this guy and I'm not gonna mess it up, and I'm just not interested. And that's just that. So yeah. Anything to add before we close this podcast to a T? Any more to add?
I'm happy for you you're happy. Like, that's really good, and you should, like, it's cute.
Yeah, I'm happy, and also I'm not anxious or worried. Yeah. Like, I am not...
Do you feel like the others gave you that, like, anxiety and worry?
Yeah, like, I genuinely feel like before the traveler, I have never been treated right by a man in a relationship in my entire existence on planet Earth. And so that is, yeah. Like, I can, like, do the same things. Like, I can, like, be really defensive and I can push people away. Like, and, like, or just, like, pick fights or, like, start things even when they're unnecessary. And honestly, like, you just have to have, hey, I gotta sit down. You just gotta have patience. And just understand that, like, everybody's different, right?
Day by day, honestly.
For sure. And then, let's pause. All right, y'all. So I know this has been a very long podcast, and we jumped around everywhere. I smoked a little too much kush. I don't even know where I'm at. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just a little scatterbrained and, like, stumbling on my words and, like, forgetting a little bit about what I was talking about. And so we're going to close up the podcast here. And I know that this first episode is going to be raw and unedited and just, like, our conversation. The sound might not be the best. Like, you might hear the cars in the background. You might hear me coughing and wheezing. Like, that's just the first episode. If you've listened all the way through and you're a loyal friend, it would mean a lot if you would give me some feedback on how I can improve and what you liked and what you didn't. Thank you. So we're gonna finish with some questions. So we're gonna and then of course, if you remember my controversial podcast in the past, I'm gonna end with maybe a little song. Well, I'll let you, my main guest, what do you want to say your name is? Or what did you say your name?
Yeah.
Oh, my guest, Amani. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, friend number 3, for coming on as well. I'm going to let Amani choose our outro song that we will all sing a little bit to.
I think you already know.
Okay, lovely. So, don't tell me, I want it to be a surprise.
Okay,
so we'll start with the questions. What's your general approach to dating?
I let them come to me. I don't chase. I attract. I really don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just,
yeah, yeah.
I'm a big believer of A, if it's meant to be, it will be. And B, like, I'm not going to not go after people, but, like, when it's supposed to come to me, it's going to come to me. And if it's meant to stay, it's going to stay. Yeah. Like, I try to not get my hopes up about someone. They might be saying all the good words, like, telling me I'm beautiful. That doesn't mean anything. I tell myself that, so.
Practice, like, detachment.
Yeah.
My turn?
What was the question?
What's your approach to dating?
Oh, God. definitely that things can end at any moment, like you were saying. Like, detachment is really big because I used to get so emotionally attached to people, and then things ended or, like... And then I thought my world ended, and the whole time they're not even, they ain't even all that for real. I'm a big fan of being mean to boys. I'm a big fan of that. Because they'll get over
it.
They'll get over it.
Humble.
Like, just get your point across. But definitely the people who you date and the people who you keep around is a reflection of how you think about yourself.
Exactly.
So I think it's good to be mindful of who you keep company.
And that goes for all relationships, too, not just
with, like, your partner, it goes with friendship as well, because that's what I'm learning now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what I'll say is, like, literally, y'all, like, if you are not my friend, like, if, like, you are not on, like, if I'm not friends with you, or if I don't hit you up, or if I don't hang out with you and spend time with you, I do not want to, and I choose not to. And not because I don't like you or anything, just because I feel like we don't mesh in that, and vibe in that way, and I would be irritated, and I would be mean and nasty, and nobody wants that, because I'd feel bad, and I'd feel guilty, and then I'd be being mean to you, and you don't want that. So it's just best if, yeah, we're not, yeah, I don't even know why I said that. Watch out, oh my god! A big ass spider just flew out your head.
Oh my god.
Damn.
That's not a dangerous mosquito.
I thought a spider was coming down.
No, no, no. But basically what I will say is, like the people who I have dated, like, I just remember feeling so, like, irritated by them and, like, annoyed and icked out and just so grossed out by them and, like, just genuinely, like, ugh. Like, being around them just, like, drained the, like, energy out of me. And I just was not myself at all. But what I will say is, this guy who I'm seeing now, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend or anything, but we are exclusive. Mm-hmm. I know, it's cute. It's cute. What I will say about the traveler is, he genuinely never gets on my nerves. Like, and okay, I'm an irritable person. I'm a moody person, and he does not get on my nerves. I mean, sometimes he can say stuff like, Sydney, I might leave you for Sydney Sweeney.
But
well, I asked him, if I asked him, would you leave me for Sydney Sweeney? And he was like, maybe if she was as cool as you. And I was...
Okay, you gotta rephrase. You gotta say how he said it the first time.
Yeah, and I... But it didn't bother me, but it just annoyed me. I was just like, what? Why? Why? No! Like, please!
The question is, would you leave him for her?
Would I leave him for Sydney Sweeney? Hell no.
Would you leave him for Johnny Depp?
Would I leave him for Johnny Depp? Hell no.
Jack Harlow?
No.
What?
Like, I wouldn't even leave him for, like, fucking, like, my celebrity crush, Paul Mescal. Like, I would not leave him if the doctor came back and, like, begged me with a fucking $25 million ring. All right,
pause. Oh. Because you gotta, well, obviously, take the ring.
Don't yeah.
Be like, yes.
Like, I would never, no, like, no. Like, it just, no. Like, just his vibe and his energy and, like, the way he treats me makes me so attracted to him that no one else compares. And I'm not attracted to anyone else. I mean, not that I don't find people attractive. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, like, Paul Mescal's hot. Like, but I don't want to pursue him, or, like, I'm not interested. Or if he, like, came up to me and was like, hey, can I bust it open? I would be like, nah, I'm straight, because I like someone, or I care about mm-hmm. someone more than I would value that experience. And that is enough I'm going to say about the traveler, because just in case he listens to this, I don't want to boost his ego too much. Because at the end of the day, a bitch will walk away. Okay, and... Guys, we're going to end the podcast right there, and we're going to end it with a song.
Can I play the actual song?
Yeah, play the song. You got put it up close to the phone.
You already know what it's going to be. Can you... Okay, can you take a guess?
I have, like...
There's, like, two.
Yeah, that you would, two. Okay.
But this one is more fitting.
I'll tell you if I
well, you have to tell me first. What if you, like...
No, I wouldn't cheat. I knew it was going to be this. This is what I... No, can I say it? Can I say... Should I say it? Or what? Should I not say it? What I said the other day.
They say that I'm crazy.
No.
I feel like I'm crazy. But I know I'm not crazy.
Y'all, I was about to say something.
And my mistakes don't make me. crazy. Sometimes I feel like I'm crazy. But I know I'm not crazy. And my mistakes don't make me. It's the way God made me. Say that I'm crazy.
Cause I pistol whipped that nigga for 40 minutes straight.
Put my shit, fuck up his face. Said I was in the cult, I beat my murder case. They must forgot I'm the reason the whole hood ain't. Think I'm crazy and get baptized. Call me Rambo when that sun's out.
All right, everyone, and we want to thank you guys for tuning in to the very first episode, unedited, uncut, high as fuck, high ratings. Thank you for listening.